I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
I know that maybe it doesn't feel that long for you, but it's been a while for us.
Over a month
as we've recorded a Vanderpump Rules on Reality Blows. Yeah.
This is...
I am Blow.
And I am...
Job.
Hell yeah.
We're back after a little break. To be fair, we did record this episode, but we got into a serious thing with it, so we couldn't...
Yeah, but our Patreon subscribers, when we don't have a Patreon yet...
But when we do,
it might be a little episode that we share, hour-long, bit of relationship advice, few thoughts and feelings.
Bit of things we're going through.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a really beautiful episode. A testament to our friendship, indeed.
So give us money. Anyway, Vanderpump Rules, Season 11, Episode 4, Dog Days of Summer. And can I say something?
Yeah.
It's actually a little riff, I believe, on one of my most favourite songs, which is Summer Dog Days.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's a song by Florence and the Machine called The Dog Days Are Over. So there's a lot of... That's what I thought of. Nice. Yours is closer.
Maybe. But yeah, and they did two versions of the song. And I think it was one of those pinnacle moments for me where I was like, oh, I understand something new about music.
Yeah.
Like the fact that the same band was able to do... Anyway.
Yeah.
We're here.
It's fucking a million degrees.
It's a million degrees. And which segues us perfectly into our first point. James's fucking pool party.
He spent
$2,000.
$2,000. Well, I mean, like I said, and I believe I said this at the beginning of our failed episode.
Yeah.
If you are new, if you've just moved into a house and you decide to host something, you end up spending a lot more money because you have to buy probably things that you like. Yeah, a barbecue.
Yeah.
Places like seating for outside.
A shade.
Like all of these things. So like, $2,000 does still seem insane unless
And did they need 12 towels?
No, that makes no sense. People should bring their own towels to the pool party.
That's pool etiquette, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I would never rock up to a host place and be like, give me a towel, peasant. Here's some laundry for you. No, I take my soaking wet towel home.
Ew.
Well, I let it dry by the sun for a moment. But if not, I still don't leave it there.
It's weird.
Yeah. It looked like a really fun party. There were some deep chats that happened, including Schwartz being a fucking... slimy, like...
Oh, yeah, so Lala... So that this conversation is Lala goes up to Schwartz...
Yeah.
And is like, let's kind of put some of this to rest.
Yeah.
Let's maybe start having a talk.
Yeah.
And Schwartz, in the most amazing Schwartz fashion, is like gassing up Lala's apology and conversation. It's like, oh, God, I'm so glad you came to realize this.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you're acknowledging these things. Yeah. Just like, it was just hard to watch. Because ultimately, we all know that what Schwartz just wants,
Yeah.
He just wants everyone to be friends with Sandoval again so he can be a bitch boy. Yeah.
And, like, he even said, like, I'm not an accessory to the affair.
Yeah.
And I more than anything in this world, I need us to stay on fucking target. He's not an accessory to the affair. On that, I agree. He helped facilitate the affair.
Yeah.
He's not a handbag.
No.
He's another one of the fuckers who did it.
He's a facilitator.
Hell yeah.
God damn it, it's hot. It's so hot that my tongue can't get the words out today. We also have to touch on some topics before the end, because the two girls go to Lisa's house.
Who are the two girls?
Lala and Sheena.
Yeah.
Go to Lisa's house and Lisa confides with them and talks to them about how she's worried about Sandoval and her brother.
Yeah, well, Lisa and Sandoval had a talk.
Yeah.
And Sandoval, this is where he starts revealing that he has been suicidal.
Yeah.
And so Lisa goes, how fucking, like, you promised you'd tell me.
Yeah.
And so Lisa's now a bit shook because she's lost a few people in her life.
Yeah.
Her brother, Russell, from Beverly Hills. Don't laugh. Why did you laugh? Audience, I'm so sorry that you had to hear Blow's little laughter about...
I just don't think Lisa liked Russell. So.
I don't think anyone liked
Russell. I mean, like, I think... But that's the thing. Like, no one liked Russell, and yet it was still incredibly tragic because he's a human.
Yeah.
No human should really go through that.
Which is still, I think, such an interesting thing. And time will tell if it's a fucking game of Sandoval, or maybe not, because he's a phenomenal liar. But he really picked the one thing...
Yeah.
...that is... a more sensitive subject than cheating.
Yeah.
Which is suicide.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things, and I'll say as someone who has been in a psych ward and has gone through his own shit, it's like, you really did pick the one thing, Sandoval, that I can't really push back on. Because you might be lying, but if you're not, I can't really... No one can really push back on you on this.
We've said this in our last episode. If someone ever says this to you, always take it seriously.
100%.
There is no... And that doesn't mean... And I just want to be clear, if you have tried to break up with someone and then they decide to, you know, say something like that.
Yeah.
Sheena actually said it amazingly. She was like, you call their family, you call their friends, they pick up the pieces, not you.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, absolutely take it seriously, but do not, you know, feel like you have to, like, be the person to save someone. Yeah, no. That's also not
there
fair.
There are people outside of you. Yeah. You're not that important. And speaking of people who really aren't that important and yet have managed to grace our eyes and the TV, Billy fucking Lee. Which I thought we were done with this.
Babe, she is Billy Lee. She is B-cast. She is in.
B.
We are B.
C. B's a bit much. C.
She is, yeah, that's a very good point. She's C-cast, D-cup. Am I right? Her boobs look great.
Don't fucking touch me. No.
Okay.
We don't celebrate women's D-cup breasts in this household.
Well, we can't because so few women that enter this house have them. Including myself.
It's true.
Yeah. Yes, more tits!
Why do I have to be here for this? You're just touching me now. And I don't like it.
Sandoval ends up in an ice bath and he starts breathing and doing the things that people do. Yeah,
and talking about how, like, everyone hates him. And it's like, because you're scum. Yeah.
You also have shown, like, no remorse for what you did. Yeah. Which is making it, you know... She just said something interesting where, like, they were talking about how easy it would be to forgive Sandoval. You know, would it be easy? Mm. Would it be easier if Ariana wasn't going to blacklist them? I don't think Sandoval has made it easy to forgive at all. He has been, like, such a cunt. Relentless cunt about, like, shit. He's been so...
I think Ariana saying that is actually meaningless.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, also in the context of TV...
Yeah.
Inevitably, they're going to have to nip something in the bud.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're going to have to sort something out. And eventually someone's going to sit Ariadne down and go, like, this is reality TV. We kind of need you all in a bit more proximity.
Yeah.
But Sandoval has done everything in his power to be unforgiven, which is really interesting because in this episode, Sandoval, Schwartz, and Joe... So Joe is Schwartz's friend.
Friend. Fuck roommate. Buddy. Person he's absolutely fucking...
And... You know, Sandoval's going on his tirade about, like, how, you know, like, oh, I was so hard done by him, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, look, everyone's on the podcast and, like...
Yeah.
And Schwartz, who... Listen, frankly, if we're going to listen to anyone...
Yeah.
Listen to Schwartz about how to worm your way into a social situation.
Yeah.
Because Schwartz is like, tone it down.
Well, he's like, this energy isn't going to serve you well.
Yeah.
Great phrasing.
Yeah.
Very true. It's not very going true. To serve you well, Sandoval.
Yeah.
Think about that. The serving you. Also, another quote, while Schwartz is in the ice bath, it's the people closest to you that hurt you the most. Bit of Spider-Man, bit of whatever else that came from that was fucking insane.
Spider-Man?
It's not Spider-Man. It just feels like it should be.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I was like,
I don't know enough about Spider-Man.
I was going to say, I know too much about Spider-Man and I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, in my
Spider-Man. Did you know, do you want to hear something fucking insane in Spider-Man?
What?
So... There is a comic series, like a run of comics.
It's so hot where, for this. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So Spider-Man's cum was radioactive.
Right on.
Right. And so he gives his girlfriend cancer by cumming in her with his radioactive cum. I'm not even kidding. I'm not fucking with you right now. This happened. This legitimately happened. I think it was about a decade ago.
Well, you know what they say. The people closest to you hurt you the most.
It was the most embarrassing...
You can't get closer than accepting someone's radioactive cum in you.
Yeah, and dying from it.
How symbolic.
It was a good time.
Wrap it up, fellas.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. I don't know if that would...
Is you know what they say, don't be silly, wrap your willy.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. It's so fucking dumb. Yeah, honestly, that was insane. I'm happy Billy Lee is back because it shows Tom Sandoval's descent down the casting ladder, but
yeah, he's really scraping for people to hang out with him.
Brilliantly is so problematic and shitty. Well, where we left off with Billie Lee's storyline, she really sucked. Like, she was saying some really cunty things.
Yeah.
So, also, I just don't really, she's got those pick me vibes with, old Sandoval there. Like, she's so not willing to say,
Yeah,
but she's just not so, she's not willing to be like, hey, you were in the wrong, perhaps. It's just like everyone else has wronged you.
Yeah.
Not helpful.
No, Billie Lee is the kind of friend you want to have when things are going well, but not when things are going bad.
Mm.
Because I think on some level, she would warp reality to make you feel better.
Oh, she has.
And instead of maybe going, it's really fucked right now.
Yeah.
You're really culpable in what's happened. But that doesn't also excuse how people have treated you, but also like... calm your shit.
Oh, it's just a matter of saying like, like when you say things that you're saying, what are you doing? Like, what are you trying to say? That ends, thankfully. It was a scene that sucks in my fucking thing. Let's we have another thing to talk about.
Do we?
Yes, because we have another thing about the chat Schwartz had with Lala at the pool. And I think
we have special question time. What's the special question? I suppose you're asking.
I don't think I had a question. I think you wanted to just ask me why it resonated with me.
Yeah, so you said, whilst we were watching this, that this really resonates with me.
Yeah.
And I wrote down special question time. And by write down, I mean we had some mental notes.
We had wrote it down in our brain pads.
Hell yeah. Ew, stop touching me. Tell me what resonated with you, other than your need to touch my hairy, sweaty legs.
Well, it's just such an overarching feeling in this sweltering heat. I would say I think having been horrifically abused in my first ever relationship, it kind of puts you as a hyper-vigilant human. Like, I think you do become one of those people that's like, I can smell you if you're a bad person. Like, I will fucking have nothing. No one will ever get to me like that. No one will ever hurt me like that. And anyone around who is even similar to that, fuck them. Like, it's like, you know, you become a very, I was a bit cold. I think, and I think absolutely, especially after being cheated on then again in the future, when I finally learned to trust again, to an extent, not completely, but it changes you. And I think Lala says, I have to learn to practice forgiveness and I can't just be fighting forever.
Yeah.
That really resonated because that's what I was doing. I think, you know, especially after I got cheated on, I was so angry. There was no room for empathy or understanding. I think if people were making mistakes, I was like, fuck them. Like, it's just, you know.
They're done.
But yeah, Lala has softened so much this season.
Lala's nailing it.
She's nailing it. Well, but this is the thing. I think that is part of the journey. And I also think the anger is part of the journey when you get hurt like that. The anger is part of it. The softening is part of it. Lala is on that other side now where she's now got this very deep perspective because she's been hurt like that. Kudos to Lala.
Yeah. And a testament to her, though, because I know plenty of people who refuse to move on from the anger.
Yes.
And I think it is quite a hard and yet powerful choice to choose, because it's a choice to start working on this anger.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have a way through in the moment or for many years to come, there is still that conscious, active choice every day going, I'm dealing with this. I refuse to carry this with me. And I don't know what that means right now, but I know that I'm going to work on this.
Yeah. Everyone, forgiveness is not condoning. It's not reconciling. It is making peace with what happened. So that's all I'm going to say. I think that's really what I learned from my situation.
Yeah.
100%.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And one last thing, which remains beautiful, is James and Graham Cracker got reunited.
Yeah.
That's really lovely. And my heart really went out to James in that moment. I think he really loves that dog.
I think
he loves that dog more than he loves anything else.
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw him getting emotional over Graham Cracker more than we saw him get emotional over anything.
Yeah.
Especially when Graham, you said Graham tried to commit suicide when he punctured his neck on that fence and James was crying. Raquel really did not want Graham and should not have had Graham.
No.
Really. She did not want that dog.
But she was gifted Graham as like a graduation.
Because present. He punctured his neck while he was in a kennel.
Yeah.
So she was putting him in a kennel. Why? I don't know. Like, it's, and that was before she'd gone to this facility. So I don't know. I don't think she really wanted a dog, truly.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Now he's home with James. I think the only thing that made me a bit concerned was, like, before James walked into the shop, Lisa was like, are you sure it's him? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but no, I think that is just awkward editing. I think they were trying to frame the scene and, like, adding in, like, a bit of context and, like, yeah. some nuance and
yeah.
mystery and kind of yeah. thing. Because I felt like the editor, and I'm not saying the editor succeeded, but it felt almost like a double bluff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what are they talking about? So it was like when James is walking by.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, is like, are they going, oh, is that James? Like, I thought, yeah, I think yeah, the yeah, editor same, was trying yeah. to fuck with things, but dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Weird. It was weird. Anyway, because it is sweltering hot.
It's fucking hot.
How many Scoopy Doopies, ice cream scoops out of 10 are you giving this episode?
I'm going to give it a 5. I think yep, wow. it kind of, I don't know if I loved this episode. I think it is a bit fillery. I don't know whether that's because they're building up to something magical. Like, the trailer of this season looked fucking insane. Mm. Yes, and my favorite person this episode, I think I'm going to give it to Lala. And that's out of nothing more than I fucking agree with everything she said this episode. Go Lala.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to give it 6 Scoopy Doopies. Mm-hmm. I'm in a similar boat.
Yeah.
I don't love this episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't particularly exciting to me. And I think also Lala, she was magnificent.
Yeah.
I really... Stop. People are going to hear this and hear about how you touch me with no consent.
Dude, what did I say about consent?
It's important.
Be chill about it, bro.
Ew. Can I admit something to you?
Yeah.
I had just a bit of sweat, like, drip onto the back of my leg.
Oh, God. So wrap it up. It's
so gross.
Wrap it up.
Anyway, that's me. Everyone, we're done.
Yep, we're starting a Patreon so we can afford a silent aircon.
Oh, yes. How good would that be? Please. Yeah, that'll be the Patreon's, like, highest tier. We love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Fuck yourself with a fucking cheese grater.